Hi, Pratima.
Hi, Rina. How are you?
I'm doing great. So thank you so much for allowing us to record your feedback for the program, which we'll be sharing with all those who want to heal their gut. So the first question is, why were you interested in joining a gut healing bootcamp?
So for me, I think I got diagnosed that I had high candida over the summer of 2017. So, you know, I've been reading a lot of material, and thanks to you, Rina, you did guide me a lot to look up some information about candida. But there was no discipline from my side, something that I could do on my own, because I was having information from different parts and I didn't know how to put together. So for me, that's the reason I was looking at this bootcamp, that it would give me a discipline and a format that I can follow, which is simple, and achieve that what I couldn't do myself.
That sounds like a great, great reason to join, because, you know, it's so hard to do things on your own. Temptation, right? And things come up and suddenly there's that cookie staring at you and it's like, who cares? I'll just do it. And it is true in a program, you know, there's so much guilt because there's so many other people that are doing it.
I agree.
And so you feel like, no, yeah. I have to do this. And I think, you know, we constantly remind you, like, it's only 14 days left. It's only 12 days left, so you can do it. So I'm glad that that's why you joined. What did you think of the program in terms of helping you stay disciplined? Did you think it helped?
Oh, immensely. I would recommend this program to any of them. And I think fortunately I had like 6 or 7 other of my friends who joined this program. So it was amazing, the cooperation that we found ourselves sharing things like, you know, hey, I have a headache, or somebody said like, you know, I feel hungry. Like, so we were able to relate to common things. And thanks to you guys, you know, you guys kept us so much honest on giving us the recipes, like what to look out for, and some of the loop arounds, like, you know, I had a big caffeine withdrawal the first few days.
That's
and
right.
I had no clue what to do. So Rina, you were amazing in helping me out. And over the last 15 days, I haven't had caffeine at all. So now I feel so good that I can do much more than what I'm capable of. And, you know, this program was amazing, that it taught me something really very basic that I could never conquer on myself or on my own. But it gave me a very good format, like eat 2 meals a day, you know, simple things. But with the support, I think it made it much easier. Like, if I can look back, prior to starting this program, I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? But today I can say that it's just the first few days that you go through that struggle, and then you feel you're in a program. So I just thought that was the best thing about this program.
That's great. Thank you so much for sharing that. First couple of days are really hard, and I think half of it is emotional. You know, we get so addicted to our caffeine and our sugar, and just the thought that, what do you mean I can't have coffee? What do you mean I can't have sugar? That thought itself is so horrifying. And then you get through the first few days and you go, wait a minute, I don't even crave it anymore. I actually want you to share your little example, because I think it's so insightful. So you had a terrible headache and you were quite unhappy. Yeah. And what ended up, and we shared some ideas with you, what ended up actually working for you? Because you tried and then something worked. What worked? Yeah.
So for me, the first day, like, I'm used to drinking at least 4 cups of tea a day. And definitely going off caffeine was like my biggest withdrawal. And my body started to rebel with minor headaches. And I was feeling low on energy. I could not go back to gym on day 1 and 2. So I reached out to Rina. And Rina, you were so helpful in giving me one of the tips that you gave me and really worked for me was quarter teaspoon of honey with a quarter teaspoon of ghee. I kind of mixed it up and sipped on it. And it was like a boom. I mean, I can't even tell you. It was like a magic. And I had to do that probably 3 or 4 times the first 2 days. And then my body could conquer to go without caffeine. And I felt like I didn't need that caffeine and I didn't need that addiction that I had, like going back to caffeine. And you guys also gave us, the other one was the Dandy Blend tea, I think. That's what I've been having over the last few days.
And, that's right. Did you like it? Isn't it delicious?
Oh, I love it. I love it. So I don't even look back to any other tea now. That's like right? my go-to. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, that's one of the best teas that I'm having. I also started mixing a little bit of MCT oil in the morning with my tea. So I feel my energy is back. I go to gym regularly now, and I don't have any headaches or any of those other symptoms that I first had during my withdrawal of caffeine.
And then overall, how do you feel 14, 15 days later? Do you find any benefits of actually doing all those things we asked you to do?
Yes. So I would say I was probably like 80 to 90% compliant. Like I couldn't follow exactly the same recipes that you guys were providing, mainly because it was the holiday time and I didn't want to cook two different meals a day. So I stuck to very simple recipes like khichdi, and it could be a fillet of fish with an avocado or something like that. But the thing that I really loved about this program was, you know, after 14 days, I still want to continue the same thing, like no sugar, no dairy, no caffeine, and want to eat two meals a day. I'm one of those people who could snack through the day and miss my good meals. And now I've disciplined myself, I think, going through this program to eat just two meals a day. And a little bit of snacks is mainly the berries that mm-hmm. I eat on and off, or like very few nuts. But that discipline has come into me, which was not there earlier. So wonderful. I think that's the immense. And I want to continue this.
Wonderful. So do you feel lighter? Healthier, better?
Yes, I did lose pounds.
How many?
Definitely. Yeah. Sorry?
How many pounds did you lose? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
5 pounds. Not much, I guess.
5 pounds in 14 days is a lot.
That's... Exactly. So I feel, you know, and I never felt like I was, I had to be on some diet, or I had low calorie food or any of those things. You know, that was the best part about this program, right? Some of the, I've never tried any diets in my life. So I heard people like, you know, they go through these diets and then they come back putting on that weight. But here I feel it's more, about just consciously reminding yourself what is good for your body. It's more about the healthy eating, I think.
Yes.
Sticking to, you know, vegetables and meat and whatever it is, like you cook at home, you eat it, and I think that's the basic things that we forget being in this culture where there's food all around you, where you go reach out to food even though you're not hungry just because it's staring at you. So I think this program teaches you much more about the basic things that we've completely forgotten about the eating.
And isn't it amazing that when you do that, your weight just sheds. Mm-hmm. I still can't believe you lost 5 pounds in 14 days because that's not the goal of the program. You know, when we started, if you remember, right, in the kickoff call, we said, this is not a dieting program. This is not a marathon program, right? Like that's not what this is. This is a new you program. We're going to learn healthy lifestyle choices to heal your gut. And isn't it interesting that when you do that, when you follow the right lifestyle, you actually drop weight. Your body just sheds weight. That's incredible.
Exactly. And it's even more amazing that my family started to love food, what I was eating. Like my son loves the kitchen, husband likes it. So now what I figured is, you know, I don't have to cook three different meals. I could just make one thing work for all of us, you know. So that's the nicest part, I think. Because it's fresh and it's full of nutrients, I think when it just gets cooked and comes out, everybody in the family loves it. So that's the nicest piece that you taught us about these simple recipes, you know.
Doesn't it taste delicious? When something's not frozen or out of a bag, it actually tastes alive and it gives your body life. So I'm so glad you were able to do this. It is not the easiest thing to do to change. You know, change is hard. And kudos to you for sticking through the first couple of days, doing it, coming out at the other end, and seeing so many benefits. Do you recommend the program to others?
I would definitely recommend it to anybody, mainly because I think there's so much more benefits which comes out of it. Even though you may think you're very strong, the community you build around you, the things that you learn, whether it's from Rena or Dr. Eric or, you know, the other lady, I forget. Was it Shelby? Sorry, Rena, I forgot.
Shelby, yes. Shelby was the health coach and Dr. Eric Grasser
oh, yeah.
is the GI doctor.
You know, the things you learn, I mean, I'm a physician myself. Like, I feel I know quite a bit. I have been reading about nutrition, so many things. But there's always different pieces of information you learn from each one of you. And even within the program, right, there were so many, so much information which was shared between the group members. I think that was very powerful too.
Yes.
And it was very powerful for each one of us to understand that, you know, you're not the only one on the boat. You know, there's many more people doing the same thing. Like for me, the day one and two, I was like, how can I just eat two meals a day, right? And yes. be okay with it. But now I don't urge for anything in between the meals. I think that's the piece that you conquer.
Yes.
By going through this. And hopefully, you know, I just want to continue.
Absolutely. Pratima, thank you again so much for being part of the program. Really, really appreciate you sharing your feedback, you know, with everyone else out there who's going, should I, you know, is this program for me? Will there actually be benefits? So thank you so much for sharing everything. And we wish you the very best in continuing your journey. Much
you.
Love and
Thanks,
much health
Lena.
To you.
Thank you. Really appreciate you bringing all of us together. Thank you.